Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hey everyone, you listen to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I've also got an amazing guest lined up here for you today as well. And this is Dave Williams. Dave, are you there with us, mate?
I am indeed, Mike. Thank you for the introduction.
Well, no problem at all.
And, I thought somebody else was coming on then when you said it.
Well, thanks for that. To MikeSpirit.fm or either in Blog Talk Radio, whichever way that our listeners are listening, and each and every one of you are welcome. And, you know, me and Dave will be doing some readings in a little while. So, but first of all, Dave, tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, I am from the West Midlands in the UK, the Birmingham area. Been medium mystic about half my life, so that's 26 years now.
5 years then, Dave.
How many years? About 25, 26. Yeah. I'm not one of these who actually said I noticed things when I was as a child, you know, so it kind of come to me later in life. But being taking it seriously, working through churches, etc., for about the last 12 years. Okay. Do a lot of paranormal stuff, and have worked on a couple of TV projects and programs in the past, and just really, really love being what I am, you know, as in the with the spiritual stuff.
I'm on these TV programs that you said that you have worked on. I mean, I remember being privileged enough to be there at one of them.
Yeah, that was the what's still titled Pararex, and yeah, I did meet you on that.
Right, so we have the pleasure of meeting each other, which is nice, and you know, I know that we're going to be meeting each other as well. Well, very soon as well, isn't it?
October the 14th. Yeah, right. That's at the Station Hotel in Dudley, which is very, very close to where I live. And we're part of a team that are doing an evening for, well, it's basically a party and mediumship networking evening. So okay. We're, you know, not only will we be doing the spirit side, but, you know, we'll have a much more of a chance on a social level, which will be nice.
Most definitely. Well, I'm looking forward to the party afterwards, Dave, if I'm honest with you. You know, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, of course. Can't wait. Bring it up.
The medium side of it, you know, I know I'm going to adore working with the likes of yourself, with Wendy, with Beth.
And Beth, yeah.
I say the same thing every week. I forget the other lady's name that we're working with.
Oh, yeah, Jean Foster.
Jean Foster, of course. How can I keep forgetting every week, you know? But, never mind, I've had the privilege of meeting everyone else except Jean Foster, and I'm sure that it's going to be wonderful.
I was going to say, I'm the same. I've not met Jean yet. I just know of her, so so it'll be nice to meet her.
It'll be nice for the three of us, because I know Wendy hasn't met her either, because Wendy was on the show last week, right here at Mike Spirit FM with me.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
So, you know, I'm really looking forward to that night. And again, you know, if anybody wants to have tickets to come along and watch the five of us work, it is five, isn't it? You've got to count now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is five, yep.
Today my maths are really good. So, yeah.
If you three want, girls and us two.
That's right. Well, we have to be, you know, in the middle, Dave, don't we, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Well, you know, if you want tickets to come along and see me and Dave, Beth, Wendy, and help me out here, Dave.
Jean Foster.
Foster. If you want to have tickets to come along and see them, just drop me a message right there on Facebook, and I'm under Mike Davis Medium. And I know that on Facebook you can catch Dave Williams, which is simply just Dave Williams on Facebook, and you'll be able to have a chat to Dave. Or either go to Dave's website, which is www.davejwilliams.co.uk. And I'm sure that when you go into that website, that be quite pleasantly surprised to see how how busy Dave really is, because I know that, you know, we've had a schedule, is a busy schedule, and get him within this show, because I know that it's a show I've been looking forward to for a while. So Dave, you did say that you've been working as a medium half your life, and you broke into doing a few like TV stuff and so on. How did you cope when you first realised that you had this ability to link to the spirit world?
Very good question, and I suppose the real answer is I didn't. I mean, I was actually on holiday in Spain when it all first started, and it was quite weird because my immediate thought myself is, how much sangria did I have last night? You know, very, very odd things happening. And to be honest, it put me in quite a depression for quite a while. Didn't realise that spiritualist churches existed at that time. So what I was doing is I was going to psychic fairs, etc., in the pubs around Birmingham, and not really finding the answer. And then by a bizarre twist of fate, I actually came across the a spiritualist church many, many years later, and then everything just seemed to click into place, you know, and it all moved on from there, really. So, but no, I didn't cope too well with it. Wasn't afraid of it, but it's just this thing about what's happening to me, because I'd had 24 years of life as, you know, what seemed perfect normality until that happened.
It kind of turns things around, doesn't it? Because I know, you know, I was very young when I started working for the spirit world, you know, and I've said my story many times. You know, I was just 17. Which was, you know, a bit of a shock to me, really. And, you know, from that day on, I don't know if you've heard my story, but to cut a long one short, I got caught up in a bit of a rag, went to a bit of a fight, and I heard a voice of a gentleman saying, watch the knife. And, you know, I turned around, I looked both sides of me, there was nobody there, and within seconds, this knife was pulled, used, and I was stabbed, and I was left in hospital in quite a sorry state, really, you know, fighting for my life. And from that day on, I vouched that I would always do whatever I can to work for the spirit world. You know, and I've never looked back, you know, David, same as yourself. You know, I went around the local spiritualist churches, started getting some answers, if you like, started understanding it, started going to development classes, awareness classes, and you know, every single week, not once, sometimes not twice, but 3-4 times a week, you know, for the spirit world, because I knew that inside myself, that I knew that if this ability was there, I was going to use it no matter what, you know, because it saved my life. And, you know, from there, it started escalating to doing a few specials in churches. As you would know, you know, a special is a you know, it's an honor to be asked to do a special.
Of course,
Started doing the specials, started doing a few of the local clubs and pubs for charity and so on. And, you know, and I was happy to do that, and I've done that for the last 15 years, and still happy to do it now. You know, it was only night before last, I was in a lovely local spiritualist church in Caerphilly, doing a nice little church service there. And, you know, I think I will always continue to do that as long as I possibly can, because, you know, it's a good foundation, isn't it? It gives us a good stead in life.
Definitely. And, you know, I mean, I do. I mean, people are listening in the UK will relate to this more, but I think it was in April I actually did Dunoon Church, which is up there on the east coast of Scotland. And basically, because, like, it's churches, you can't really... There's no real charging of extortion of fees in the church. You can't do that. So basically, I travelled from the West Midlands up to Dunoon and back again in the day. Well, I say the day, I mean, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning when I got back in the house. But it means everything to me. That side of it just doesn't bother me because, you know, that is, like you said, it's the foundation of our belief, and it's where we should be.
Well, you know, I've done it. You know, I've traveled the length and breadth of this country, you know, all over the UK, really, just for expenses, you know, because it's not about
exactly.
money. And it never has been.
No.
But, you know, as long as I can promote Spiritism, then I'm happy to do whatever it is that I am doing. You know, if that means I have to sit in the car and drive for 4 hours to get somewhere, to take a service for 1 hour and drive back for 4 hours, then, you know, I'm happy to do that.
100% behind you on that.
It's something I've always done, you know, and it fills me with joy. You know, I know I've got a very important charity night coming up very, very soon over here in the UK, and it's actually in West Wales, and it's for a charity called Latch, and I'm sure that lots of people have heard about Latch, and it's tied in with the Children's Cancer of Wales, and I was fortunate enough to be asked to do that. Which, you know, I obviously grasped the opportunity, got dates together, and that's next month as well, and that's coming up very, very fast. So, you know, I'm looking forward to doing that. But again, you know, there'll be no money exchanged.
No.
Just down there, I'm taking a local choir with me, and they're going to sing not during my demonstration, obviously not, but at the beginning of the demonstration. Before I start back in the second half, and this choir is going to sing and put on a bit of a show, if you like, for
mm-hmm.
that's going to come. I know it's a really successful. It's almost sold out, even as we speak. Before they even had the tickets, that they was telling me that they've sold nearly three quarters of it before they even had any tickets printed for it. So, which is a wonderful thing that we can do for charity, and I know that. You do exactly the same that Dave and
I do.
And you know, use our abilities for the goodness and for the benefit of other people, isn't it?
I mean, the thing is, you know, regardless of what we get out of, you know, like doing the charity work, we can still just have so much enjoyment from doing the work we do in those circumstances. It was only last Saturday night, Saturday before. I actually did a show underground in the West Midlands in caverns. First mediumship show that's ever been done down there. And we raised money for the Acorns Trust, which is like Birmingham's largest children's hospice. And I think we raised around £500. But the fun I had and the whole experience, you can't put money on that. Just the experience is just, you know, a wonderful thing. So, yeah, I mean, we get so much out of it in both ways, really. It's sometimes, like you said, it can be a honour to actually do these things, and that's what it was last week with me.
Well, you know, it always makes me feel that, you know, some people need to have things in their life to give them upliftment, a buzz, if you like, call it what you want. Every time I work for Spirit, it gives me that buzz, you know, a sense of achievement. You know, I've actually gone out there and I've done some good for people, you know.
Yep.
I've always said, you know, Dave, that Spiritism is not for everyone. That's the wrong way around. Everyone is not for Spiritism, but Spirit is for everyone, you know. And, you know, it doesn't matter to me whether you believe in life after death or not. Because when I'm going out to do these demonstrations, all I'm going out to do is to give you a demonstration of what I can do. And, you know, make that quite known to the people, you know. I can't guarantee anything. And I've always said, Dave, you know, and I'm sure that you're going to agree with this is the most, especially when we go out into the public eye, you know, I believe that Spiritism is the most hardest thing that we can do if you look at show business as a whole, you know, because if you're a singer, you can get up on that stage and belt those songs out, and you know that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a comedian, you can get up there and tell your jokes, and you know you're going to get people laughing because that's what you are as a comedian. But to be a medium, someone that works with the spirit world, when you stand up there, you haven't got a clue what you're going to do, what you're going to say until you actually stand up there and start working.
Oh, yes. I know that feeling well.
So I believe it's the hardest form of entertainment that we can put out there. But, you know, I believe it's the fastest growing religion, science, philosophy, call it what you want, the fastest growing one around, because You know, in one night you can have 500 people in one place, you can have 1,000 somewhere else, and it's growing, you know, and we're planting those seeds, if you like. And each and every one of them people that turns up to these nights, not just my nights, but your nights and every other medium that walks this world, you know, that the word is getting out there about life after death. And that's
100%. It is.
Okay, Dave, I know that we need to go to a short commercial break in a few seconds. But before we do, let me call out some numbers if people want to call into the show to either ask myself or Dave a question, or if you want to read in with one of us, then the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you call in from the UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we will be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing, and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, and I'm looking forward to the Quincy show, the Captain Quincy show on Thursday. You know, it always fills me with joy, that show, Dave, because it's right after my show on Spiritual Connections on a Thursday. But let's go to those phone lines. And I know that we have people online, and I do believe that we have Alice online. Alice, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, and welcome to Mike Spirit FM.
Thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Allison, and I am absolutely desperate for work. I have been unemployed for 3 years. The money has dried up.
Please don't tell us no more. Don't tell us no more. It's up to me and Dave to link to the spirit world and give you the information of the people that's with us and whatever advice they come to give us. Is that okay with you?
That is absolutely fine with me.
Okay, Dave, are you ready to work?
Yeah, I'm ready, Mike. Yeah. Okay. Do you want me to link in there?
Yep, you can go with this one.
Hi, Alison. I know, like, you've actually told us, like, the reasoning behind your call, but I do, as Mike has actually said, it's now up to us to kind of link into the spirit energies that are around you to try and give you just, like, some upliftment and encouragement and maybe hope as you move forward. And I know that as I'm linking to you, I'm very much aware of a lady that I feel would draw close to you from the spirit world. Okay, and I know this lady towards the end would not have been able to speak with a loud voice. She would have done a lot of, like, whispering or quiet talking to you because she wasn't able, I don't feel she had the strength to actually hold a full conversation. Would that make sense to you?
If you're referring to a grandmother, I could not, one of them I would say, the grandmother that I did know, I could not really validate that, but that was her. The other one I did not know, I don't know. I can't validate
right.
One way or another.
Because of the time factor, I obviously want to get to help you. So as I'm linking with this lady, I feel there is a name that is within your family that would also link to, I'm not talking about the surname, by the way, your family name. I feel of a Christian name that would be used and has carried her name on. So someone has either got her name or it would be their middle name.
No, nobody, actually. Interestingly enough, names are not carried over in my family. Now that you mention it, it's interesting, but they have not been. No, nobody's names have been carried from one generation to the next.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm still going to get what I feel from this lady and I'm going to give it to you. Okay, that there's very much like this, that there is a feeling of being very, very much, where you are concerned, by the way, this is, very, very much underused in the past, if you don't mind me saying that. I think you are more qualified and more experienced in a way that you've never been used, you understand that. So it's always that you go a level below what is your real level.
Yes.
Do you understand that? You are capable of far more.
Level.
Pardon?
Yes. I said more than one level. Closer to 50 levels below my capabilities, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you are nowhere near your capability, and this is very much what I'm picking up from the spirit world. And so basically there's been this trap now, this thing to do with, like, there's work out there that maybe your experience, because it's been at that lower level, you see it as a block. But I really feel that you are able to aim higher than you actually are. And I'm very much getting this feeling that there are opportunities that are there for you, but maybe just a little bit out of your comfort zone there at the moment. I really do feel that you are capable of much more, but it's this thing of giving you that chance, isn't it? You know, because you've always worked that couple of levels below. But I really do feel that there is something there, and quite soon. I really am getting this feeling very, very strongly. Maybe it's just the fact that you need to push that higher level.
I've been doing that. Oh, I had a career. I had a 14-year career, and then I'm not going to go into it, the whys of it. I ended up in a very dark place outside of my career, very, very menial, very degrading jobs. I am looking to get back into my career. However, the opportunities, I am very, very ardently pursuing every opportunity that there is in my area. Unfortunately, there are not very many, and so I'm also pursuing, the really low-level menial jobs, because some kind of job is better than sleeping under a bridge.
Well, of course,
so that's where
of course.
But my money has run out, and at this point, there are no career opportunities active in my field right now. And so I am looking at, anything, very minimum wage, very much what I've been doing for the last, very low, the 50 levels below my capabilities kind of work. So that's all that's available right now.
Well, so what I've just done as we link it, although I'm doing this from spirits as well, I've actually just drawn three cards for you. And actually the Wheel of Fortune cards come out there, so that is the thing of possibilities and opportunities coming around you. The card that I'm finding most interesting is that I feel that there's a young male energy that you would be that would be known to you on the earth. And I feel it may have been working with in a previous job, before you said you were into the dark place. And I actually feel there will be contact from somebody you used to work with that may set you, back on the treadmill, so to speak. I'm just getting this very, very strong feeling of a younger, slightly younger male than yourself that maybe you worked around in the past. But I feel that there will be contact to you and then set you on your route.
Well, that's really not possible, and the reason is because I just moved here. I moved about 1,500 miles from my former, location where I last even had any kind of job at all. It was 1,500 miles away. So I'm in a town where I don't know anybody. I'm in a town where I've yet to have a job or have any sort of network, either in terms of social networking or workplace networking. It hasn't existed. I just literally moved here. So I don't know.
In which case, then, that the card that I've drawn would be very much saying that it is going to be a young male, a young man that is going to be a way into work for you, So, that card is very, very strong there, so I can't actually, move away from that. But I actually see a young man, okay?
I am really in a desperate situation here. I really, my money is dried up. If I don't have something, I was supposed to have needed to have something lined up last week. I'm already beginning to sort of prepare for, you know, looking for homeless shelters and things like that, because it's very, very near that that will happen unless something happens within the next 2 days. It is that dire right now, and so that's
okay.
I'm really sort of stressing that because there is no more time to wait, or there's no more time to period.
I mean the real unfortunate thing is, although the Wheel of Fortune card there, the opportunities are there, the time scale, you know, I can't actually put it into that time scale.
Gotcha. Or even describe the job, because at this point I think it's going to be, it has to be something just, you know, I don't know, anything at all.
I do feel that it's very much people based, you know, like service. I really do feel that that's what you're about, but, you know, it's this time scale that is all too amazing.
Should I be looking at retail? Should I be going back to cleaning houses and scrubbing toilets? Should I be working in a warehouse again? Should I be, I'm just throwing out sort of experiences that I've done to pay the bills, and
It is definitely service to people. So I wouldn't see retail.
I hate doing house cleaning now, but okay, well, I guess it's back to house cleaning then.
I'm sorry, I can't give like the the ultimate, but it's your time scale that is the, you know, it's the unfortunate thing.
Okay, you know, that's 50 levels below what I'm capable of job that I have been doing, I was so discouraged to have that news that. Yeah, I mean that. There's nothing showing up for you right away. So, I guess that'll be 50 levels below my capabilities.
Well, I mean, it's like I said, that is clear. I mean, I'm picking up in that in every way. You are capable of so much more, and I do feel sorry for you. So, so just hang on in there in every way you can.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa, for calling and remembering. I have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. And thank you very much. Okay, Dave, we'll go back straight to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have, I know we have problems in saying this, but is it Lassandra on?
Yes, hi.
Hi, did I say that right?
Lassandra,
that's it. Hi, Lassandra, and what was the reason that you called in for?
Do you see a reconciliation with my husband and I?
Okay, listen, bear with me a second, okay? I'll make my link to the spirit world, okay, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay, Phil?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, listen, right now that I'm aware of a gentleman here in the spirit world that ties himself around me at the minute, and I know this gentleman would tie to your dad's side of your family when he was here with us. I do feel as if I need to say to you that he was quite a nicely built gentleman in the build of his body of when he was here with us. But I feel as if I want to say towards the end of his life that he would have had to take things slowly, steadily, because I believe that he would have had a condition that he would have carried that would have made him slow down. And he didn't like that because he liked to be an on-the-go kind of a person of when he was here with us. Now, I'm looking at him and I want to say to you that he's quite rounded in his features of when he was here with us as well. I do believe that there would have been a connection to do with hospitals, because I'm hearing machinery that starts to beep in the background there. So I know that there would have been some kind of hospital connection there with this man. But as I said, I'm in your dad's side of your family, and I feel maybe I want to go back a generation, maybe to your granddad of when this man was here with us. Do you understand of this man, this week?
I really don't know anyone on my dad's side of the family, so... I really wouldn't, you know, because I've never met my grandfather on my dad's side, and
okay.
I'm just really, you know, not familiar with that side of the family.
Okay. Now, just remember I've said it to you then, okay, because if you can do a bit of research, and please do so, okay, because he has taken the time to be here today with us, and he's the one that's my communicator, and he's the one I'm going to work with, okay? Now, I know that you asked me about... Do I see you and your husband getting back together there and sorting things out? But, you know, if I say to you that it's been a little while now since all of this started, does that make sense there, Jim?
Yes.
And if I say to you it's been like the past 4 months, the last 4 months has been hard, haven't they?
Yes.
And if I say to you that it's got to a point of where, you know, it's almost as if it's at the point of where there's no turning back, that would make sense that you wouldn't, because I don't know whether that there's been lawyers involved or something, but I feel, you know, even after all that, there's always that chance if the two of you want to make it. Now, I do believe that it's not so much you, it's more of him. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, and
we
this
still live together, but we're not together, and that's what makes it harder, you know, just being here every day with him, and we're not together.
Okay. Because he tells me that he's been around your life and you've seen the last 4 months has been hard for you, okay? So if I said that to you that, you know, it's like as if your husband seems to be as if he kind of shows as if he's not really that bothered, is that right?
No, he doesn't seem like it bothers him at all.
There we are, okay, because I know that he tells me that it seems to be as if he's not really that bothered. But I know you yourself, you would love nothing more for you to get back together. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know here, Lissandra, that I cannot predict your future. Okay, that's one thing I cannot do. It's one thing I've always said that, you know, I don't proclaim that I can predict your future, but what I know I can say to you that, you know, that there is light at the end of the tunnel. You have to hang on in there, okay? But, you know, if I say to you that you try and... yourself, you kind of try and make it work, even though in the awkwardness it is at the moment. Is that right? You're still trying, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. See, because I want to say that you will stop being so, stop making it so easy for him, okay? Because I know that this gentleman is saying to me that, you know, that you've always been the same in your life. You kind of make things so easy for people, okay? There's kind of, you know the old saying, by letting them go, if they really love you, then they will come back to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I understand. Hello?
I was going to say, I don't know what's happened to Mike there. Can you hear my voice?
Now I do.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened to Mike there. Mike, are you back? Right, it's Lissandra, isn't it?
Yes.
Funnily enough, I was just actually going to ask Mike if I could just cut in here for a second. And the reason I wanted to do that is very much, believe it or believe it not, I am very much in your situation myself. And, you know, I can kind of relate to how you're feeling and, or, you know, even like where my wife is concerned, how she would feel and the way you do too. Okay? But what I was actually picking up psychically, would you understand that where your husband was concerned or your relationship, I feel that there was, I want to call it a third party, that has got no real... you know, there was no real interest there. It just seemed, they seemed to come in, cause a lot of trouble, and then walk away again. Can you understand
there
that?
There is a third party involved now, and I believe, you know, that's what's influencing him the most, is the third party.
Right, but funnily enough, you see, what I've done is I've just drawn some cards, and the devil card has come out there, and what I actually feel is that the third party... you know, there's not a lot of real interest there. It's as if they are really, really, you know, it's as if they've come in to do maximum damage. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And to me, like, this third party has to be out of the way to actually give anything of chance of you coming back together. But you know that there's no, from what I'm picking up on this, there's no real intent from the third party. You know, it's quite I'm finding it quite strange there. So they need to be dealt with.
Will the third party back away, or do I have to continue to deal with the third party's influence?
I feel that they will back away because there is no real interest there. That this is what I'm actually feeling. And just to let you know, Lysandra, Mike's just come back online now. So what I'll do is I will hand you back over to Mike, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Dave, for stepping in. Lysandra, I don't really know what happened there. But, you know, just picking up on what Dave was saying there, I do feel as if I need to say to you there that, you know, these people in the spirit world are very much watching over you at the minute, okay? And it's almost as if you're so much on edge at the moment, okay, that you're struggling. And I know that I've just heard about you saying about the third party that's involved. And you know, if I said to you that you're kind of trying to battle with everything that's going on, the third party, the husband and yourself, okay? But there's other people involved with this as well, isn't there?
Friends, people that I've never even met before. I don't really honestly know everybody that's involved, but I know that there are influences coming from every direction.
Okay, well, I want to say that you, okay, that the other people that's involved within this, okay, I do believe I want to say to you that it's just as hard for them as well, okay, to accept the awkwardness of the situation. Now, I do want to say that you that going back to the first initial question was, do I see a reconciliation between you and your husband, okay? I want to say that you, not yet, okay? It's going to take, and I'm going to be honest with you, okay? It's going to take a while. I do believe that things will go on into the point of certainly towards the early part of next year, okay? And then I do believe that you are going to take a step back and say, kind of have this feeling enough to say, hey, you know, I can't be dealing with this no more. Enough's enough, okay? But after that, I do believe it's going to be, then the bush will be on the other foot. It's up to you then to accept what's gone on and to move on from it or to move away from it, okay? And I know that that opportunity will come up in front of you, but my advice to you would be, okay, put up those defenses now. Start putting them up early because I know that you feel like a doormat. I know that you're being used as a doormat right now, okay? And I know that you don't deserve that because deep down inside you, you are a decent person, okay? You deserve to be happy the same as every single one, everybody else, okay? But I know that you are putting your happiness to one side because you feel you have to do that and you don't. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, it's up to you of where you go from here, okay? I can only tell you what the spirit world tells me and what the advice I want to say to you is. But, you know, if it was me, and this is what I'm being told from the spirit world, you have put up your defenses quite early, okay? Now, I know I want to talk to you of a lady, and I believe this could be like your mum. If she's not your mum, she must be your grandmum, because I know she's quite close here to me, and she links to your mum's side, your family.
I know my mum has a twin sister that's on the other side.
Okay. Because I know I've got this lady here to me. okay. I know I've got this lady here with me, okay, that makes me aware that she's very close there to you. I know that she's quite a, and I'll be honest with you, I want to say a big buster, okay. Because that's the way I'm feeling, okay? Quite a big buster kind of lady. And I know that she would be a lady that had lost a little bit of weight before she passed home to the spirit world there, okay? I feel as if I want to say to you that when she passed, there's something to do with, like, the one side of my body, whether she had, like, a stroke or an illness that would have affected the one side of her body. But certainly I know that I want to say to you that she's trying to guide you from where she's in the spirit world. Now, you surely must have felt her because she's so close around me at the minute, Lysandra, that I feel that I need to say to you that, you know, you must have felt her. Is that right? You felt something. Is that right?
I always feel someone close by.
Okay. Well, I know that she wants me to make that connection there with you and just say to you that she's around your vibration. She's not going to leave you. She's always going to remain in there, okay? So, you know, hold your head up high here, Lysandra, okay? And don't let it drag you down any more than it already has, okay? Has that helped you a little bit?
Yes, it has.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling, okay? And remember, you can have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on today and come back to us at any time you kind of wish.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Lysandra.
Bye.
Bye now, bye. Okay, Dave, and let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have Gigi online. Gigi, are you there with us?
Yes, hi. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing very well.
Can you hear me okay? Just took you off the speaker.
Yeah, no, I can hear you fine, Dave. Are you okay? Can you hear Gigi? Yeah?
Yeah, I can indeed, yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Gigi.
Hi, guys. How are you? My question is for you. It's going to be a relationship question. How should I word it? I met someone recently at work, and there was an instant attraction, and I found out they just kind of got out of a relationship and were kind of still hurting. They haven't asked me out yet, but I caught them staring at me from a distance, and I just feel this connection. I've had readings about this before, and it's all positive, but I just wanted to know what you guys see and when do you see things coming around. And why I feel this pull, I've never felt that way before. And it's not physical.
No, that would be kind of soulmate feeling, yes, JJ? You understand that?
Yeah.
Do you understand, yeah, like, exactly, the soulmate relationship thing? Soulmate relationships are so odd because, like you say, it's not a physical thing. It just seems on another plane completely. And it is really, really hard to explain that pull. Very, very difficult to explain it, but it's just something that we know very much inside.
Yes.
If I could actually just, is your father in the spirit world?
Oh my goodness, yes. I haven't met him since I was 3. He died when I was really, really little, so I don't know what he looks like.
Okay, because so I was going to say, I've got this gentleman who's coming forward, and he does bring the love of a father around you, and he's very much... I know he's one of these that I would like to say he's actually saying about time, because he just makes me feel that you've always ended up with the wrong type of guy or the wrong type of relationship in the past. And he just feels that there's a real nice spark here. The thing is with soulmate relationships, and I can say this, you know, from experience, really, is that, you know, there is... Time is a good factor with soulmate relationships because the feelings for you are very, very strong. They won't change. And what can happen is you can learn to grow and know each other a lot more, maybe than in normal circumstances. That closeness, that spark that you've got with the guy who's come into life is what will not fade. So it's one of these things where I feel... enjoy what's coming through here, you know. The gentleman who I feel is your father, he just makes me feel, did you move away from home or from hometown for a while?
Oh my goodness, you're making me cry. Yes, I left my home country and moved to the States and didn't see him.
Yeah, because that's exactly how it makes me feel, that you actually, like, he was moved away from mm-hmm. where he would have been, you see. So he's a very, very loving link. But like you said, that the problem is because of the time that he passed when you were, you know, at such a young age, it's like you see mm-hmm. your memories of him are very, very limited. But mm-hmm. I know he wants nothing but the best, and I can tell you this, he's been by your side every day. You know, since he's been in the spirit world, he has been by your side. Was there something to do with appendicitis? Or
I don't talk much about it with my mom, so I don't know.
Did you not suffer with appendicitis?
I had some stomach issues a little bit when I was younger, but it was just pain, but nothing.
Okay.
Hopefully I should get that checked out.
Okay, I still feel that he was just relating to things that had happened around you, and I was actually getting pains into the stomach, but where I would expect the appendix to be, so slightly off to one side. So I actually feel he was just relating to those pains that were around you. But he's a guy who is, you know, that he's got so much love for you, and he does make me feel that this situation you're in now is a very, very positive one. So, you know, we kind of concur with the things that you've actually been told, as you've said in other readings.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm just so shocked. Yes, I want to cry, but it's so amazing about this, what my father. Is there anything else he wants to tell me? I've always been kind of scared to know and talk to it. Well, honestly, to be tell the truth, I'm just so like, I don't know.
No, very, 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 very proud of you. Okay, very proud. And, you know, I've got another one of these that I really feel that you have kind of achieved or you had to step out of your comfort zone. I don't mean in leaving your home country, etc. But I even feel like in life generally with work and stuff like this, you've had to come out of your comfort zone. And you've always done so with such grace. Is what he feels, and he's just got so much love for you.
Oh, wow.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Sorry, I'm happy. And
I'm glad you're happy.
Is he proud of me? And does he see the thing with this guy being something?
Very, very proud of you. Very, very proud. You know, that's the one thing that... Pride is a thing that, you know, they bring a lot from the spirit realms. And the sense of pride that the man has around you is enormous. And like I said, I really do feel that he feels that you found the right one now. But all I'm going to say is don't rush it. Okay? Enjoy the time. Just enjoy the time that you have together, because that soulmate relationship, if it's meant to be, it will be. So just enjoy the time together. I mean, the other thing is, if you look at the common sense side of it, he's just come out of a relationship. And, you know, that can be so, so hard on either, you know, your mind can be in a weird place for quite a long time. So just enjoy the time that, you know, you are together, and I'm sure it will grow.
Is there anything else? My dad, I was 3 years old. I'm still shocked. I'm sorry. Is there anything else like he wants to warn me or tell me or anything else he wants to say?
No, I just feel there is something to do with relying on your family a little bit more. So is there something to do with where you don't, as a family, you're not so close at the moment?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Because I just feel he's saying, like, rely on your family a little bit more. In kind of, you know, all right, then, you can be too independent.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's kind of your choice, isn't it? That independence is your choice. But, you know, what he's saying is the family are still there to help you. So, you know, occasionally, just let them. Okay.
Thank you. Is there anything you said about my mom at all? She's alive. I just was wondering because didn't end things well, and she brought me here, so I was just wondering.
If I just said one thing, it was your mom's eyes, okay? There is something with your mom's eyes that he really links to. So there's got to be something extraordinary about your mom's eyes, and I really just feel that that's what he's saying.
Yeah, she lost vision in one eye, and she's having issues with the other. And oh my goodness, that's so scary.
It's not scary. It's a lovely feeling, believe me. The love that your dad has for you.
Is she gonna be okay, my mom? Is he saying, or well, what is it?
Yeah, I do believe she'll be okay. But you know what? I think there'll be a much closer link with you and your mom because of what she's going through, and he will see that as a good thing. Okay.
So he's okay. Thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm so shocked about all this. I'm still shaking. Thank you.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Okay,
well,
thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. Yeah, remember, you can have a copy of that reading in my archives about midday tomorrow. Thank you very much. Okay, Dave, another wonderful reading. I'm going to go straight back to the phone engine. I do believe that we have Shirley online. Shirley, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Good, good.
I'd like to find out about my health and who is around me.
Okay. Well, I can certainly help you out with who's around you, and we'll see where we're going with your health. Is that okay?
Oh, fine, thank you.
Okay, there, Shirley. Now, I do believe that I want to talk to you of a lady that's in the spirit world and that connects with me at the moment. And I know that this lady, as she connects here with me, I know that she's quite slight of her build of when she was here with us. I know that she reached a what she feels is a nice age when she passed on to the spirit world there, somewhere around maybe her late 70s, if I'm honest, David, I feel 78 of when she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that she would be a lady that, a very honest lady, because she makes aware that she's very honest. And if you ever wanted an opinion, ask her, and she will give you an honest answer, because I know that's the way she comes through, so that she's a very honest kind of a lady of when she was here with us. She makes me feel as if she was on her own for a little while before she passed as well, so meaning that her partner must have went before her. Before she went into the spirit world, so I know that she would have been on her own for a little while. She certainly makes me feel as if she needed a little bit of care. She needed people to take care of her before she passed on to the spirit world as well. Do you understand who I'm with there?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Let me go to your mum's side of your family a minute, okay?
Okay.
And if I sit you in your mum's side of your family, there's quite a host of them there in your mum's family. So there's quite a large family with your mum, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And as I take myself to your mum's side, see, I feel as if I want to say that you, if we go to your mum, and is it your mum that was one of, like, six of them?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because she says to me that she links with the six of them to do with your mum, okay? So I want to say that she would either be, No, she's back a generation. She's around your grandmother. Now, your grandmother comes from a large family as well, isn't it?
In my family, no.
No. Your grandmother's family.
I don't know much about them.
Okay. See, then it's always difficult, isn't it, if you didn't know too much about them. But I know that's where this lady ties, and she wants me to go back the generation to find her. She wants me to talk about the moments just before she passed, and she needed lots of people to rely upon her, okay? And I feel as if I want to say to you that, you know, so where's the blood test then, Shirley? Is that what you're having at the moment?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm saying to her, come on, you need to tell me something about this lady's life, and she says, well, tell her about the blood test. Okay, and it's been like repeatedly over and over and over again, and it's almost as if you've come to a point where you've had enough. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she says to me that it's like, you know, it's almost as if it's been diagnosed not once but a few times. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and you've come to a point where I've had enough. Okay, and I know that this lady is quite concerned from where she is in the spirit world. Because she says to me that there's been, okay. Now, would I be right in saying that you thought that a little while ago, mind, okay, that you thought that, I don't even know how to word this without the sounding offensive to you, because I don't want to be offensive, but if I said to you a little while ago that you thought that you wouldn't be here much longer, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you've gone beyond that point now of where you thought, of where you give yourself a time limit. You've gone beyond that time limit, haven't you?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because she says to me, see, it's not as you thought it was, okay, that we've broken through some of them barriers. And I know that I want to say to you that, you know, you will continue on in life, okay, and you know, you have to start believing in yourself a little bit more, because I know that you kind of feel as if you're not worthy anymore. You feel as if you that you're not capable of doing things anymore. But I know that this lady tells me you are capable. you are just as equal as anyone else. And I feel that's what I need to put in your life at the minute here, that you need to keep striving forward, keep working onwards to it, because I know that there's lots in front of you that you need to deal with. Now, would it be right in saying that there's younger ones around you that's dependent upon you at the moment?
Well, off and on.
Okay. See, because she says to me that the younger ones around you kind of need you right now, all right? And I believe that, you know, that you kind of carry some similarity from this lady with yourself, because it's almost like as if you are a good person to have around. You are a good person that will give someone honest advice. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And she says to me here that, you know, it's like a chip off the old block then, for want of a better word, that you are kind of following that family trait then, if you like, of being able to be a good listener, someone that can give good advice, someone that could always be there for a shoulder to cry upon, okay? Because I know that I want to say that to you that that's the way I'm looking upon you at the moment, kind of like a good person to have around, okay? And I know this is what this lady wants me to talk to you about there, even though that you feel exhausted with it. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Now, I know I want to talk to you of a gentleman as well in the spirit world that makes this connection here with me as well. I know that this gentleman wants me to say to you that he had trouble with his legs towards the end of his life. He had difficulty in walking towards the end of his life. So I know that you know, it was a bit of a strive to put one foot in front of the other towards the end of his life there. I know that he didn't reach a fantastic age. I feel maybe around his early 60s of when he left this life. But I know that you know, he kind of likes to be smartly dressed as he makes his connection with me, because I feel that he's a smartly dressed kind of a gentleman. Loved his routine of life, because I know that his routine is important, because I know that's where he shows himself to me as being routine, and it needs to be important that his routine is always intact. Okay.
Yeah.
You understand who he is, yeah?
Yes, I do.
And see, he tells me that he's always been with you since he has passed. And I know that he's been there a little while now. Since he has passed, he's always been in your vibration. He's never really left your side. And if I said that you, this, Shirley, that you obviously become aware of the spirit world yourself, so you obviously understand the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And he says to me that you're able to connect with him yourself sometimes. So I don't know whether that you are a medium or whether that you just are aware, or whether you can work with him, I don't know. But he says to me that more that you become aware of him around your vibration, the closer that you feel connected to the spirit world yourself. And, you know, he talks to me about emotion. So obviously there's been a few tears that's been shed there with you of late. Is that right?
I didn't understand that.
You are, sorry?
Could you repeat it?
I said there's obviously been a few tears that's been shed there with you of late. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because he talks to me about this emotion, and he says to me, you know, it's emotion on all levels, because it's physical and it's emotional as well, for the mental state as well. So I know that it's emotion on all levels, okay, because he wants me to say, you know, girl, I'm by the side of you, and I'll do everything I possibly can to kind of make it work in your life. And I feel that's what he has come to say there to you, that he's going to try and make it work, okay? Now, for some reason, he says to me here, it doesn't hurt to ask for a little for yourself every now and again. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Okay, because you kind of, you know, I know that you send lots of thoughts out to the spirit world, and you kind of leave yourself out of the picture there sometimes, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because he says to me there, instead of leaving yourself out, you kind of need to, you know, ask for a little for yourself every now and again, because it's not selfish, and it doesn't hurt to ask for a little bit of help every now and again. So, you know, next time that you're connecting with the spirit world, remember to include you in your thoughts as well, okay? Even though the spirit world understands, but, you know, I always say, and always I have said, you know, that they're not there to interfere, but they're there to just help us and guide us. So if you ask for that bit of help, then they will certainly do their best from where they are. Does that help you a bit there?
Yes, it does a lot.
Okay, Shirley. I know I have to come to a close there with you, but, you know, he's saying to me, you can't go yet, boy. You can't go yet because you need to tell about May. The month of May is important there to you, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. See, that just tells you how close these people really are there to you, doesn't it? You know, accept their love because that's what they've come through with. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much.
If you come over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, Dave, the show is going really fast. You're already halfway through the show. Doesn't time fly?
It does indeed, yeah. Okay. I just looked at the time, completely was nine.
I'm just saying, well, I know that we still got a full switchboard in front of us, and I do believe that we have, is it Twee on
hello, oh. Yes.
Hi, and have I pronounced that one right? Is it Twee?
Yeah, you pronounced it absolutely right. Yes.
There we are. I'm getting better. I must be. Okay, Twee. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I was wondering if you guys can ask my people on the other side anything about love relationship coming up for me. Right now I'm single and I'm hoping for something serious.
Okay. Dave, are you okay there?
Yeah, I'm fine, Mike. Hi, Twee.
Hi.
Okay. Right. As I'm linking in here, I'm very much aware of a lady who's just drawn close from spirit here. I feel quite a learned lady, someone who was, I felt that she would have done a lot of studying and certainly a lot of reading in a later life. I do feel it's almost like a teacher feeling or someone that may have worked through schooling. Would you understand that?
Is she older?
She's not a lady that I'm seeing of a great age. I would actually put her somewhere in her late 50s or possibly early 60s as she passed the spirit. But I feel that there would be this thing to do with being quite learned and spending a lot of time studying in her life.
I'm thinking it could be my grandma or great-grandma.
Your great grandma. Okay, let's just see where I'm going with this. But can you understand that you have devoted some of your life to, basically making you the person that you are now? But I actually do feel that you've kind of had to relearn things in your life. Can you understand this? It's like that you devoted your time to going on one route in life, but then had to learn another. So there's been a lot of you that has been devoted to. I'm going to say studying, but not to the degree she would have done. Do you understand
that?
Yeah. Right.
I can.
Okay, what I want to say is I think in other aspects of your life, that time spent doing that kind of took you away from the normal aspects of life, relationships and things like this. So in some ways, you've never really been able to fully give of yourself. Do you see this?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Go on then, Mike, sorry.
Twee, have you got this playing as well as you're calling?
Have I got what?
Have you got the player open as you were calling?
Oh, no. Is there an echo?
Yes, it is, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Are you listening to this on the computer somewhere? Because if so, then we need to turn that volume down because it's echoing.
Okay, I'm sorry. I turned down the volume. Is it better?
Yeah. Perfect. There we are. You go for it.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Right. What I'm feeling with this lady, Twee, is very much this thing. I'm glad, really, that Mike came in there because he's kind of allowed me the time to think how to word this properly. Because I feel that in some ways, guys, men, you know, in your relationships, they can be a little bit intimidated by your, I'm going to say like intelligence. Would you understand that?
Yeah, I understand that, yes.
Okay, because I just feel that you're coming now into a phase of life where those aspects won't be so important to you. So what that will do, it will free your energy up, okay? And I do believe that these people will come into your life now, and you will, that intimidation will have gone, because you were so intense in your aspects of studying and quite rightly making a life for yourself, that it was as if you weren't able to devote that time. Do you see that? Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
But 100%, I really do feel that that is going to be a big change now. And I really do feel that the next person who comes into life, you will see a big, big difference with. You know that you will be on more of a level playing field, and that you definitely won't be. It's very, very difficult when I'm sat here and, you know, obviously speaking to you the first time in my life. You know, it sounds awful sometimes when I say that you've come across as intimidating. I don't mean that in a bad sense. I mean, I obviously mean it was just your intensity of studying, okay? And mm-hmm. and that's going to go now, and I do feel much more positive things for you. This lady that I'm linking to, would you understand like living by a river or living right by the sea possibly? Is there a possibility
yeah.
of living by... Yeah, because I feel that the water, that and I'm talking like... I knew I was talking like massive water rather than, you know, a stream or whatever, because I feel that the massive water would actually link in very much around her. And very much an outdoor type of person. And I actually feel that you are one that wants to link with nature a lot more now. So there is this thing to do with wanting to go out into the wider world a bit more. Do you understand that where you're concerned, yeah?
Yeah, I understand that, yes.
And you know, like, you're gonna come across a whole new range of people. So what I'm saying there really is this thing that I do feel quite confident in the fact that, you know, when someone comes into your life and you've said you want it longer term, the possibilities are very, very strong there. There is something to do with, like, a guy, and I don't know whether he's actually in life at the moment. I'm seeing golf. For some unknown reason, or you know, like someone who would play golf or has an interest in golf, I just get a feeling that there will be somebody that will be linking into playing golf. Okay, that doesn't mean you have to push everybody aside who's not playing golf. By the way, you know, I'm just getting this link to someone who plays golf.
Okay.
One other thing, spiritual wise, would you understand the gentleman who comes forward here? And as I'm sensing him, I would put this gentleman in his early 70s. I want to put him at around 5'6", 5'7". There is a chest issue with this gentleman when he goes over to spirit. I do feel that there's a bronchial problem. And I feel a man who was, yet again, he was a man who used his mind a lot. You know, he was a thinker, and I think he worked in a job where his mind would be used. And I feel that this gentleman is linking on your mother's side of the family. Do you understand that?
Yeah, it could be my grandpa or my uncle.
Right, okay, because I just, I'm just very much aware of him coming forward there. And, you know, he's giving such a lovely feeling about you because, you know, it kind of made it sound as if, you know, like you're too intense in what you've done in the past. I don't believe that for a minute. What I do feel is that, you know, you wanted to set yourself up for life in the right way. And this man is very proud of you for doing that, okay? You know, like you've never been one to shy away from what needed to be done. You've gone around and done it, and your time is coming now. Okay. With the name of Robert linking with you?
Robert. That's the name of my ex-boss, but that's about it that I know of so far.
Okay. I'm just not sure where I'm getting that from, but I've just clearly seen the name of Robert or Roberts put into my mind there. So, but it's like... it's like I say, don't think that you have to push everyone aside who doesn't play golf and whose name isn't Robert. I don't want you thinking that for a minute. But I do feel very, very positive for you. Is that okay?
Yeah. Do you think that I will find a committed, serious relationship by the end of the year, or it will be next year?
No. You know, common sense says that the commitment of a relationship wouldn't show itself this year. Because, I mean, let's face it, we've literally only got 3 months of it left now. And, you know, it can take that 2 to 3 months to realize what kind of a relationship you're in. But I would feel confident going into next year, yes. Okay, because there's this new you now that has got that time and you know, in everything in that sense. So, you know, I wouldn't let it get to you in the big sense. You know, don't force issues. Just let these things happen naturally. Okay. Would the name I was thinking it was Henry at first, but would it Enrique? Would that name mean anything?
Henry. Henry makes Henry is the name of my ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
My long-term ex-boyfriend.
Right. Yeah, again, don't know why that was actually mentioned there, but it did come quite clear, and I wasn't sure whether it was Henry or, like I said, whether he was leading into Enrique. But, you know, if I need to say this, whoever you go to next, or whoever, you know, you go into a serious relationship, you'll be looking completely the opposite. Okay, so it will be everything that he wasn't, if you know what I mean. Yeah, so so I do feel very confident for you as we go into next year. Like I said, I think time's too short this year to say guaranteed that you will know it's the one. Okay.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, okay. Too, for calling. And remember, you can have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on today. Thank you very much. Well, I know that we have to go to a short ID break here for 1 second, but if you want to call in, the numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you call from the UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Don't forget, on MikeSpirit.fm, you can catch the Realms of Spirit radio show with Rachel Park Delaney and guests. Live every Sunday at 10:30 p.m. in the UK, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Sunday on MikeSpirit.fm.
Okay, and that's the Realms of Spirit radio show hosted by Rachel Park Delaney, which I know I'm looking forward to. That starts half hour after we finish, so, which will start about just over an hour's time. But let's get on with today's show. And Dave, we're really busy here. The switchboard is flashing in front of our eyes, and I do believe that we have James on. James, are you there with us?
I sure am. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Well, I'm doing very well. I'm sure that Dave needs a little breather for a second there, Dave. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I'm all for a breather.
Okay, James. What was the reason that you called in for this?
Well, I'm just calling to see if you guys are picking up anybody who may be around me with a message of importance or anything.
Okay, James. Bear with me a second. I will make my link to the spirit world here for you. Okay. Okay, James. Now, instantly, see, I'm aware of this lady here, okay? And I know that this lady ties in your family here somewhere. But, you know, the first thing she makes me aware of, that I need to go into your life. I need to talk to you about the things that's happening in your life, because it's almost as if you feel as if you're losing control of something in your life at the minute. Is that right?
I believe so. I think so.
Okay, and see, she makes me aware to say to you that, you know, the more that you kind of believe that you're losing control, and the further it seems to slip away, okay? Now, what she talks about, that you need to regain what you once had. You need to regain that confidence or whatever it is that you feel as if you're losing, and take control yet again. Now, I know that this lady will link towards your mum's side, your family, of when she was here with us, because she sits towards my mum's side. And I know I want to say to you that she'll be a lady that's full of life, I want to say, when she was here with us, because she seems to be full of life, full of energy. And, you know, there's not much that can keep a good one down. And I believe that this lady was certainly a good one in this life, okay? And I know that that's the way that she comes through at the minute. And she says to me, you know, all the illnesses and everything else, I just shrugged them off, okay? So I know that this lady was the kind of person that didn't really tell her feelings off. She didn't really say too much about her problems. She just kept them to herself, and I believe she would have liked to deal with things in her own little way of when she was here with us. Now, I know that she would have been a good person to have around, because she certainly, as I said, that she likes to deal with things herself, and, you know, I didn't really want to share my business with anyone, but, you know, she would certainly deal with things when she needed to. And she says to me, you know, it doesn't matter how big they are, she would certainly just get on with it and, like, you know, roll up her sleeves, for want of a better word, and get on with it and sort things out herself, okay? You understand who she is?
Absolutely. That's my great-grandmother.
Okay, because I know that's what she wants you to do, is roll up my sleeves here and just get on with it. She says, get stuck in there, boy. All right, so I know that she wants me to say that you get stuck in there, sort it out once and for all, like taking control back over, because I know that's what you feel as if you've lost, okay? Now, there's certainly something that I want to talk to you about. I want to go further in doing so. I want to better myself here, James. So I know that you are searching for something that you want to better yourself in doing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, she keeps wanting me to say about research. So what is it that you're researching?
I believe it has to do with a possible business opportunity. I am currently employed, and I'm trying to take on a new role at my job that will possibly lead me into entrepreneurship, but I want to get that practice at my job first. And I definitely want to do my research, yeah.
Good. So you understand the research. Keep researching about it. You will get there, okay? Because I know that's what she's come to say to me. Now, she also talks to me as well, like I said to my last caller, about being spiritually aware. I know I could tie that there with yourself as well, can't I?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And I know that I could tie with you as well, that it's not just sense and spirit. You sometimes see them as well, James. Is that right?
I see them, hear them, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes on a good day, yes.
Okay, well, you know, as I always say, you know, if you can see them, sense them, hear them, what a wonderful gift that is. And I'm sure that they would agree with me there. But I know I'll say, good. And I know I want to say to you as well, James, that, you know, the more that I become aware of you sensing, seeing, feeling, hearing, you know, it's more to the point of where you feel sometimes I want to welcome it. But other times I want to just switch her off and just leave me alone for 5 minutes. Do you understand of that?
I believe so, because I know that I'm very sensitive. And so sometimes I just want to be left alone from people.
Okay. So if I said to you that sometimes, that James, that when you're in the middle of your sleep, that you become aware of these people coming around your life, is that right?
Yes.
And if I said to you that it's particularly this lady, okay, that comes into your life to give you advice, you become aware of it in your sleep state. And when you see, she keeps saying to me, it's just when he's waking up, it's the best time to get him, okay? I don't mean get at him, but best time for you to become aware of it. Just as you're starting to wake up, is that right?
Yes.
So you very often wake up and speak to her, is that right? Or you're speaking to this lady in the spirit world as you're waking up, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and she just laughs at me and she just giggles, because I know that she feels, you know, that's the best time that she can attract your attention, she says, because, you know, your lifestyle is so busy at the minute. There's not much time for yourself. There's not much time for James, is it?
Yeah, right.
Okay, and see, she tells me that, you know, because there's not much time for yourself, that's why that she feels that the best time to communicate with you is just when you're just coming back into yourself, just as you're starting to wake up there, okay? But she had a kind of a good sense of humor on her, this lady, didn't she?
Oh, yes.
Okay. See, because as she talks to me about having this good sense of humor, she just laughs and she just makes me feel here as if, you know, she's just a pleasure to be around. She's a pleasure to work with. That's one thing for sure. Okay. But, James, why did she talk to me about hands? She had a problem with her hands. Is that right?
I believe she did, especially towards the end of her life. Yes.
Because she says to me that, you know, she got frustrated because, you know, I'm looking at the glass of water by the side of me and, you know, I'd love to just pick up with one hand, but I know I would have to, two hands, I'd have to have so much concentration to stop me from spill. Because I want to say I want to drink this glass of water, but I'd have to use my two hands, I'd have to concentrate so hard. But, you know, the determination inside this lady's body was, I'm going to drink, and you know, nothing would stop, and I believe that that's what she would have done. Her two hands would have held this glass, shaken and everything else, and she would have taken that drink of water there. And she says to me, you know, it was difficult, but she got on with it because that's the kind of person she was, you know. And I believe that that's the kind of person you are as well in your life, that no matter what, you'll do what it takes
right.
to get it
Absolutely.
Right. Is that right? Okay.
Absolutely.
James, she talks to me here about younger ones in your life at the minute, okay? So there's someone of a younger age, I want to say maybe like a child around your vibration right now, is that right?
I don't have a child. She could be possibly talking about my brothers and sisters who are younger than I am.
Okay. She talks about the girl, okay, the girl. Where's the young girl? I don't know if it is your sister. I don't think it is because she says young girl, okay? Now, I don't know how old you are, James, and it's none of my business, but you would understand of a younger girl, maybe around the age of like 14, 15, somewhere around there?
Yes, my sister's 16. She just turned 16.
Okay. My mistake, okay, because I thought that this... okay, that's fine. Because I know I want to go to the age of 14, 15, somewhere around there. So she just turned 16, then that's fine. Now, so your sister, oh my God, she's coming into her own right now, isn't she?
Yeah.
And she's getting really bossy, is that right?
Yeah, I think she's turning into a teenager more and more. Yeah,
because
she's very impatient and very irritable.
Okay, she tells me about the young girl, she says... Job on the hands there, okay? So I know that your sister is a bit of a, I'm not going to say tearaway, it's the wrong word, and she corrects me there. A bit of a handful, okay? And she says to me that you care for your sister a lot, is that right?
Yes.
So why did she tell me about looking after them then?
I was very much, I kind of had to take on the role of being dad. Even though my dad was present, he wasn't there. So I very much had to look after them, or I felt obligated to look after them.
Okay. So long as you understand, it's none of my business, okay? You know, so that tells me that, okay, well, looking after. Now, see, she wants me to say to you as well that where's this relationship then? So are you in a relationship at the moment?
A semi-relationship. I'm in process. I'm talking to someone. I'm seeing someone, yes.
Okay. Right, okay. So then, see, I'm confused now, because she says to me, no. She says, there's something about you haven't long broken up with someone. Is that right?
My mom broken up with someone?
No, you haven't long broken up with someone yourself.
Yes.
And that was very emotional there for yourself, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because she says to me, you know, don't make the same mistake again, boy. All right, don't make the same mistake again. And I feel and I believe that, you know, that deep down, you're quite a sensitive kind of guy, aren't you?
Yes, very much, yes.
And with your last relationship, you kind of give all. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. Still do occasionally.
Okay. Well, I know I want to say that to you, you know, don't make the same mistake again, boy. All right? And that's what she comes to tell me. Make sure you don't make the same mistake again. So I know that she comes to and she wants to be very, give you some good advice. She wants to help you in your life. And just say that to you, you know, keep going. Keep going, because you will get there. All right? And you know, this job thing I want to talk about, keep studying and keep, you know, doing your research, because at the end, see, it's not just you that's going for that, is it? There's like other people there as well, isn't it?
Right.
Okay. And I don't know if it's five of them, because I'm being made aware of five people that could be going for that position.
Okay.
When you get there, make sure that you have, you know, there's a saying I use, if you have your ammunition ready, then nobody can bring us down, okay? And that's what I want to bring forward there to you. Have your ammunition. I don't mean as in like fighting ammunition, okay? But have your study. Do whatever it is that you need to do. And I know that, you know, so long as you do your part, then things will fall into place if you quite nicely. Okay, do you understand?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, James, and thank you for calling. Remember, you can have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, Dave, I know that we have Sandy online next. Sandy, are you there with us?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem at all, Sandy.
I was wondering if you could tell me anything about a love life coming up or anything. Or if anybody's got a message for me.
Okay. Just bear with me a second. Right. Got the energy of a lady that I know is linking family-wise. And this lady does go to spirit at quite an early age. So I feel that she may be in her late 40s or early 50s. And I feel that this lady belongs on your father's side of the family. And I know that there is like... I get a feeling that there was something wrong with blood, or something wrong with circulation there, or something to do with maybe internal bleeding. Would any of that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
I know she's a strong energy. She's a lady who very much, can I put it this way? I think she's continued living her life through you, because she sees you as a very, very similar sort of personality to what she was. Okay? So therefore she has taken great interest in your life. Right? Now, unlike the last call where that I actually took, where I felt that there was this, I don't know, intimidation aspect that was there. With yourself, I actually feel that there is, you know, the tendency to not get what you want from relationship. You will actually go along just trying to, yes, stay happy, but, you know, you don't put enough demand into a relationship. Would you understand what I'm saying by that?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, because I'm just actually getting it that, but you know, that it kind of just allows them, not in an awful way, because, you know, I don't want this taken the wrong way, but they can literally, like, if they want to push you to one side, they will, you know.
Yes.
And
it's
as if there's no demand there. And I know that this lady is very much saying that this is what you need to do. Don't forget, you are in the relationship too. So it's very much, you know, you deserve to get the best out of a relationship also. It's really weird when a relationship is, you know, only two people, but she says you're not there to make up the numbers, okay? So she wants you to be a little bit more demanding of what you want from a relationship. Now, would you understand, would there be anything to do with a guy who was in the forces in some way?
The forces?
Was there anyone that was in the army or the
my son's a police officer.
I was actually going to say, was there anybody who was in a uniformed job? If it was, I mean, what we have got to remember as well, of course, is that our force, UK forces, and the forces over there are different. You know, so what I see may not actually link to the states, etc. But
yeah,
your son is
a
police officer.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And that could be where we're linking with this. I know, like you want stuff on your relationship issues, but where your son is,
mm-hmm.
can you actually? Is he in a very happy relationship?
He's getting married November the 12th. He just
right.
He got out of a very unhappy relationship.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what I felt there is he's now in a happy relationship.
Yes.
And the lady that is linking around you from spirit there is very, very happy that there is this this real love that is now there around him. And she just really makes me feel that, you know, yes, it will come to you too, all right? But I don't know why. I'm actually getting this link that there will be something that will come. Now I know it's your son. There will be something that will come maybe from his wedding, but it's certainly a link with your son and the uniform job. Okay, so whether there'll be somebody at the wedding that, you know, you may click with. But I'm just getting a feeling that you may be going on that route. I forgot, American route.
That's okay. Nope, no problem.
You know, like there is that certain feeling that you may actually meet someone who is linked around your son. Okay. Would you understand if I actually said where you are concerned yourself, okay? There is also like there has been a time in your life and obviously like there was a relationship that your son came from, etc. But there really is a thing of giving everything of yourself, and it kind of left you flat on the floor when it was over.
Yes.
Okay, because you just felt there was never, ever going to be anything left to give again.
That's right.
And I need to say, you proved yourself wrong. Okay? So it's very much you did prove yourself wrong. So, you know, there is that thing that you can never give up on that. And I really think that will play into your hands now. So, yet again, a very, very positive feeling that someone's going to be there. The name of Michael as well.
That's my ex-husband.
That's your ex-husband, okay?
Yes.
I mean, it's funny because I got in one of my other calls, I got the name of the lady's ex-partner, and you know, I just feel that, you know, it's one of these that it's. I don't know. I still feel there's a little respect there where Michael's concerned. You know that there was something, you know, that was quite strong for a while. You know,
yeah.
and you see the respect that is still there for him. But at the same time, you would certainly want someone who was different.
Right.
And I really feel that you know, a different person is definitely coming into life.
Okay.
Have you holidayed, or to the American terminology, I should say vacation, shouldn't I? Lakes, something to do with lakes.
I haven't been on a vacation I take this back. I went on a vacation, and my granddaughter and I went to the beach.
To the
and
beach.
And we spent the day at the beach. Yes.
Okay. I was seeing something to do with beautiful scenery and lakes. And I feel these are memories, not, you know, certainly not things to come.
My ex-husband and I always, my second ex, I'm sorry, he was an alcoholic. That's the reason why we got divorced. He was an alcoholic. He liked the beer can better than me. But we had a boat at Indian Lake, and we went there every weekend.
Right, okay.
To be on the boat.
I mean, I know yet again that there was definitely this thing to see in lakes. So, You know, but to me though, it's as if like they've spoke about two ex-partners where, you know, there were good things there that you can bring forward as memories, And it would just be nice if you could just get, you know, the perfect balance with somebody who loves you for who you are. And I'm sure that it will come.
Oh, thank you.
Is that okay?
Is that soon? Anytime soon? I mean...
Well, don't forget, I do believe there is a link around your son's wedding.
Yes.
So look from around November 12th and see where you're going. Okay?
Okay. Sounds fantastic. Is there a message from my mother? Anything from her for me?
Would your mother be the lady... Would there have been stomach or... would there have been issues low down with your mother? Stomach into her lower back?
Lower back, yes.
Lower back, okay. Because I'm just feeling a lot of discomfort into my lower back and round into my stomach here. She's the type of lady that I like to call over here, a straight to the point lady, quite straight talking. You knew where you stood, where
yes.
Mom was concerned, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Would there have also been problems with her legs? But I actually want the appearance of her legs as opposed to something wrong. So was there something to do with vein issues?
Her death, she had strokes, and it took out the left leg, and then she couldn't walk at all. It started taking out both legs.
But would you understand that there were veins that were quite
yes.
visible? Yeah, because because I know what I'm feeling with this lady. She didn't like the appearance of her legs. It wasn't the fact that they didn't work. She didn't seem to like the appearance of her legs. And she's just making me feel that there is something that you feel around you that you would like to change at this moment. Would you understand that?
I mean, with
appearance.
The appearance?
Yeah.
The appearance of me?
Your appearance? Is there something about you?
I always want to change an appearance, yes.
Okay, because she just, this is a lovely thing to say, and it's a very motherly thing to say. She says you are perfect as you are. Okay?
Wow, thank you.
That is what I really, really feel that came through there. Because I just feel it is something that's always on your mind, you know, that I should be this, I should be that. Okay?
Yes.
I don't know what, would there be something to do with lemon cake or something to do with the use of lemons where Mom was concerned?
She always made us banana cake. Lemons.
Is there nothing to do with
we always put lemons in the iced tea.
Okay, I was actually going to say, would there be something to do with lemonade or homemade lemonade?
She made lemonade once in a while.
Okay, because I just got a feeling about how refreshing the lemons can be, and you know that there are real lovely memories of your childhood from her. Okay, she just making me feel you were very carefree, and it was what childhood should be about. Do you understand that?
Yes. Mhm.
Okay. Right. And yes, there's a lot of love from her, but don't forget the words, you're perfect as you are. Okay.
Wow. Fantastic. Oh, thank you.
No, that's no problem. My pleasure.
Thank you very much. And you guys have a great day.
Thank
show.
You.
Listen to you again. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for calling this, Andy. And remember, you can have a copy of that in my archives. Over on MikeSpirit.fm a little bit later on. So thank you very much for calling. I do believe that we have Rose on next. Rose, are you there with us?
Hello, how are you?
I am doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you. I'm calling regarding someone in my past. He's been gone about 6 months, and I'm very concerned about him, and I was wondering what you can tell me about him.
Okay. Well, first things first, let me make my link to the spirit world and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, there, Rose. Now, I know I want to say this to you that I'm linking with a gentleman first from the spirit world. And I know that this gentleman would have passed very quickly home to the spirit world there because I'm aware as if my life was ended very quickly. Now, I don't know if this was like an accident or something that this man would have went home to the spirit world with, but I know that he didn't reach a fantastic age.
Wow, that's my father.
Okay. And if I said to you that this is a long time ago, because I know that he's not a fantastic age, he was a nice man in his character-wise. He was very much casually dressed when he was here with us. But, you know, he believes that he shouldn't be, or he believes that he shouldn't have been in the spirit world as soon as he did, when he went home to the spirit world. He feels his life was ended too soon. Okay, does that make sense there, Ross?
Yes,
okay.
That's true.
Now, he wants me to say that, you know, since his passing, okay, that it's left a big empty space, which obviously it would within your heart and within lots of other people's hearts around you. But he says to me that you've been wanting his vibration around you lots of late. You've been asking for your dad to make a connection there with you for a long time. Is that right?
Actually, I was closer to my mom.
Okay, that's fine. But he makes me aware that he's been around you for quite some time in the spirit world, okay? And he's been seeing this condition of what he was just talking to me about wanting to know about this guy that has been out your life for a while, and you want to know if he's going to make a reappearance. Because I believe that I want to say that you have to be strong, because I believe that, yes, he is going to make another appearance in your life, okay? But it's up to you to accept it or not, okay? Now, I'm not saying that you're a pushover, Rose, okay? Far from the word. But I know that I want to say there to you that you kind of believe in people. When they say to you, I've changed, I've done this, I've done that, you kind of give people the benefit of the doubt very, very quickly. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I know I want to say that to you, there, Rose, okay, instead of giving everybody the benefit of the doubt first and then finding out after, he wants me to say to you, instead of doing that, look around the conditions first before you make a decision. Do you understand where I'm going?
Yes.
Now, he says to me that this is not the first time that you've been in this situation. Is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, the more that your dad makes his presence known around me, the more I want to say that to you that it's like as if you've always been the same. You always kind of do things and then think, oh, maybe I shouldn't have, okay? Because I know that you kind of think afterwards. Because when things seem nice in the beginning, that's what you kind of look forward to, isn't it? That nice in the beginning. And he says to me, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know I want to say to you as well that the closer that he comes into my vibration here, the closer I want to say to you that he is in your life, okay? But regarding this relationship issue, this gentleman, now I want to say to you that if I say to you that you kind of, I said, I don't know how to word it without me sounding wrong. If I say to you that it took a long time for you to release or to let go. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And it's almost as if your dad wants me to say to you, don't let it happen again, okay? Don't let it be so hard to let things go, okay? Because I don't know if you feel as if that there's nobody else out there for you and you have to put up with what you was putting up with in the past. But I know I want to say that you know you don't have to put up with anything that you don't want to. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your dad wants me to say that to you that no matter what, that you have to take care of yourself. Because if I say to you that there is a need of taking care of yourself, that you would understand what I'm saying there, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. And see, okay. Now, I'm just going to give it to you as I get it, okay? I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to mince my words, okay? I want to say that you off your dad, okay? If he was around right now, then this gentleman wouldn't be coming back into your life, okay? Because he would make sure of it. Because I know that he put you through Lots of pain, lots of hurt, lots of disappointment. Okay, and why are you thinking? Well, maybe it wasn't so bad. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. See, I know I'm aware of a lady, and I think this could be your mum, if I'm honest there with you. And if I say to you that your mum passed very suddenly home to the spirit world, is that right?
No.
Because I'm aware that there's a lady here that passed very suddenly home to the spirit world. I know that I want to say to you that she suffered for a little while, but she wasn't expected for it to go just as she did. Because I believe that, you know, that there was a kind of medication that was going on. There was lots of help that was going on, but it wasn't enough for this lady, okay? It wasn't enough to do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because I know that's what I want to say there to you, okay? That, see, as she links in your vibration here, I feel as if I just want to sit by the side of you and just simply be of a support to you. And you know, this lady was just like that there to you, wasn't she? Just want to sit there with you, just have a good chat and sort things. I know that this lady could have always put the worlds to right then. For want of a better word, of when she was here with us, because I know that's what she wants to do with me right now, is just have a sit down, have a good old chat, and just make sure that things are running properly as they should do. And she tells me in your life it's not running properly, because she wants to sit down and have a good chat there to you and sort things out. Iron out a few creases is the word I want to use here too, there, Rose, okay? But I know for some reason, see, you've always been the same in the sense of, never mind of what anybody tells you, you'll always do what you think is best anyway, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, know that your dad and this lady, okay, is very close to you in the spirit world, and they're going to do their utmost best to make sure that what goes on in your life from here on in is going to be the right choice there for you, okay? But remember what I'm saying. Don't be too hasty to think people have changed when they haven't. Remember what I said, to look around the whole condition, the whole situation first, okay? Because I know that your dad, honestly, doesn't want any more devastation in your life, okay? Because they don't want you to feel as if you have to fight for something that's not going to be there much longer. Okay? Does that make sense there to you?
Yes.
Good. Okay. See, now, if I said to you that your dad has been trying to prove his existence to you of late, you'd understand that, wouldn't you? You'd understand of all sorts of things happening in your home, is that right?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Okay. You would understand that there's things been happening in your home almost as if, like, you've been pulling something down and it's not where you left it, or you've been moving things around, or spirits be moving things around. You'd understand that things be moving around in your home, is that right?
I haven't noticed anything.
Okay. Then why is my attention drawn to your walls? You got pictures hanging up on your walls?
Yes.
And is there three of them there together?
Yes.
And the one on the right-hand side, my attention is drawn to that for some reason, so I don't know if you're sat in that room right now, but is it tilting to the one side or something?
No.
Okay, because I know I want to look at so see, and them three things I'm looking at, two of them are pictures, and one of them is like a painting of something. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, well, my attention is drawn to the one on the right hand side, which is a picture. Okay, and I feel as if that one's either tilted or it's been moved. Or see, it's like as if they want to just attract your attention and to let you know that these people are with you in the spirit world. They haven't left you, and they're always going to be there with you, okay? I know I have to end it there. Has that helped you a little bit?
Well, you didn't answer my question about my friend. Is he okay?
Yes, I answered the question about this gentleman in your life. Yes, he is okay. Okay,
he is okay. Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. I'm remembering to have a copy of that in my archives about midday, or a little bit later on, actually, tomorrow. I'll say thank you very much for calling right to you on mike.fm. Thank you. Okay, Dave, I know that I've got some specials just coming into the studio right now. It's our next host, actually. It's a good friend of mine, Rachel Park Delaney. Hi, Rachel.
Hello. I like the way you say somebody special.
Well, you know, with the next show that's coming up, The Realms of Spirit, it's always a special show, Rachel, because
it is.
You know, it fills me with joy every time, you know, and every time I see you in the studio, you know, I always know Rachel's coming up next, you know.
Yes.
So quickly, tell the my listeners here of what you got lined up in your show today.
Well, what we're doing this week is it's our Development Week show, and I have co-host Psychic Shelley working with me, and we're going to be discussing energy, personal energy, because everything around us is made up of energy. So we're going to look into how we use our own personal energy, how other people use their energy, and how to make the most of it, how to take back the power that is rightfully yours and use it for the positive outcome.
Okay, so that show is coming in about 40 minutes' time. So
it sure is.
Tuned in, because I know I'll be tuned in. And actually, Rachel, I believe that you've been online reading as well, haven't you?
I have.
So you've just nipped from the other room. Is that...
I know, I'm running from one to the other.
Okay, well, Dave, I think whilst you're on the phone here and on here with me, are you ready?
I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Dave? Hi, Dave.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You?
I'm good.
Good. Well, see, the show that you do is you talk about energy, yeah?
I do a show very similar along the lines of Mike's, but I also do different shows which are development to help people along, yeah.
Right, okay. And that sounds really interesting. Can I just ask from your point of view, would there be you know that one of these things where the spiritual side of us skips a generation?
Yes.
Would that be very much around you?
Yes.
Yeah, because I just felt very much there was a lady there who's actually saying, you know, just like she was, but yes. Really feel it missed Mom out in the middle.
You know? Yes, it did, exactly.
And she's just so proud of you, and I am sorry about, I mean, you know, bringing that in, but just as you spoke, she was there in my face. It was quite amazing. Just picking
she likes
up on,
to do that.
Yeah, she's very strong. Wish they were all like that. To make life so much easier when they're that strong, doesn't it?
Oh, it would.
Indeed. But, okay.
Okay, well,
go on.
I was going to say, obviously, you're not picking up anything for me.
Oh, sorry. You've got to be honest. I just thought it was an intro. Sorry. You know, like
no, I've been waiting like everyone else.
You want to be like everyone else?
I've been waiting like everyone else.
Right, okay. Even though you've just popped next door?
Yeah. I'm on the other computer.
Right, okay. I feel... Right, is it, you know, like out of disappointment, great things come, right?
Yes.
You know, like a phoenix from the flame, you know, from the ashes type of feeling around. And I think I'm getting, well, actually, it's from your grandmother, which makes life a lot so much easier. She has just that very much that feeling of, you know, that's where you are in life, okay? It's kind of bad times that have made you the person you are now.
Yes.
Okay, and you know there's a real steely determination about you that you're not going to be beaten again, downtrodden, you know? Very much that steely determination. But you know what? You've kept, you know, with that side of people can come a very harsh, very, I suppose selfish can be a word, but I don't feel that that's happened with you. It's kind of... You know, like, yes, you become determined, you become very, very focused, but you haven't forgot the people that matter.
I never do.
And you know, yet again, your grandmother there is so proud of the way you've handled that, okay? Because it would have been so easy just to push everybody aside and say, well, that's it now, I'm going my own way. So, you know, like,
true.
Even though working your way through the stuff spiritually, you know that we all know there are so many people out there that are in spiritualism for the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, financial gain and yes, okay, it's nice to have some kind of recognition occasionally, but we always have to remember why we're in it. Yeah. And I feel that's very, very much a key thing with you.
Very strong, yeah.
Is there something to do with, I know we're all natural counsellors, but do you actually do some counselling?
Yes, I do spiritual counselling and I'm a trained counsellor as well.
Right, because I'm just, yet again, the words that you use, the things that are said are just so meaningful. And I feel that there's something bigger coming on that route as well. Opportunities that will be given to you, not that you'll have to go looking for.
Right.
Cool. Would the name of Joseph mean anything to you?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, because I use, it's weird symbology that I kind of use, and they have to put somebody into my mind that, you know, that I know by that name. It was just one of those unfortunate things. As he flashed up in my mind there, I kind of forgot his name, but it came back to me. But yeah, I just feel that, is Joseph spirit side?
Yes, he is spirit side. He's one of my teachers.
Right, okay. Because I actually felt a lot of that was said just previous to this about the counselling was coming from Joseph. It kind of makes me even more confident to say it. Is there someone who's having problems putting shoes on? Is there somebody whose feet are swelling?
Yes, there is.
Okay, because there is something to do with, like, you know, like needing to get the foot up or to rest properly there. And it's just that they won't listen, always on the go. They're just not getting it into the head, but they'll need to do it, and then the shoes will go on. And would there also be someone who, very, very sporty. I'm actually seeing, like, it's a ball. I don't know if it's someone who plays hockey or some field sport like that.
I'm aware of someone like that, yes.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. To cut in there.
I was just going to say, I mean, I don't feel anything bad there. I just know that there's like, I don't know why I was just showing somebody playing hockey. You know?
It's a confirmation for something, so it's okay. It's good.
Right, okay. As long as it's done the trick, then all is well and good.
Yes,
you know?
Thank you, Dave.
But yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. And remember, you know, we'll be listening to you in about half hour's time. We've got 30 minutes time, and that's Rachel with the Realms of Spirit Radio Show. But Dave, you know, I must say, a fantastic show I've had here with you.
I've loved it, Mike. I really am.
So quick yet again. You know, we're virtually at the end of the show. So if people want to get a hold of you, they can do on Facebook, and you're down Dave Williams. That's right, yes, isn't it, Dave Williams?
Yeah, you know, I always think the best way to find me on Facebook is to use my email address, which is davejwilliams@hotmail.com.
Okay.
If you put that in, then, it goes straight to me, because... I mean, especially in your part of the country, there are thousands of Dave Williamses.
But, you know, if you want to get hold of Dave on Dave's website, simply go to www.davejwilliams.com. And, you know, we will be putting links up on the MikeSpirit.fm webpage. So come on over, and I will be putting Dave Williams' link up there. But I will send apologies to people that were waiting online for a reading. I'm really, really sorry, but time has beaten us yet again. But, you know, there is opportunities for you to call in. You can call in on the next show, which is the Realms of Spirit radio show with Rachel, which will be in about 30 minutes' time. Don't forget, my other show was on a Thursday, and that's Spiritual Connections. That's 6:30 p.m. UK time, 1:30 Eastern Standard Time, or 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. For me, and from David, good night, good day, wherever you are.
Bye.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or 8 p.m. UK time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.